With your latest news, I'm Kersley Fuller. Public health officials say the discovery of avian flu at a West Bay farm does not pose a major threat to the wider community. But as Radio KMAN's April Cummings reports, they are urging caution around sick or dead birds and animals.
Avian or bird flu is a viral disease that primarily affects birds, but it can sometimes spread to humans. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf says the overall risk to most people remains low.
We have had no human cases of H5N1 avian influenza in the Cayman Islands. Individuals who had direct involvement in the initial response work have been tested, and all results to date have been negative.
Dr. Wolf explains this type of flu does not usually spread easily between people.
Transmission from person to person is quite rare. If we do see cases, they are usually isolated in people who've had direct exposure to birds or animals infected with avian influenza.
But infection can be serious. Symptoms like fever, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, congestion, or red irritated eyes after contact with sick or dead birds or animals will usually show up about 2 to 14 days afterward in humans. If you experience the symptoms, wear a mask and reach out to public health. In general, Dr. Wolf says avoid contact with sick or dead animals, especially poultry, and practice good hand hygiene. April Cummings, Radio KMAN News.
In an effort to contain bird flu to West Bay, there is a 21-day ban on all inter-island movement of live avian species between Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman. And also, if you come across a dead chicken, don't put it in the regular garbage bin. The Department of Agriculture and the Department of Environmental Health say dead or dying birds and poultry need to be reported to the DOA's avian influenza hotline on 916-7146. Reporting all cases is, quote, essential for tracking, testing, and to safeguard the community. In other news, it's a tagged shark sighting. The Department of Environment's shark team clocked a female Caribbean reef shark on a dive this weekend with two tags on her dorsal fin attached by the team in July this year. The tags are collecting temperature, depth, and geolocation data while she goes about her business.
This weekend, after 130 days of deployment, one of her tags released. This is a crucial time in the research process. When the tag detaches from the shark, it will float to the surface and start transmitting the archive data via the antenna to satellites that are positioned over Cayman.
The DOE's Dr. Joanna Kohler tells Radio Cayman tags from two different sharks detached Friday night, surfacing close to shore. In this case, it's important to retrieve the tags before the antenna gets covered by sand or seaweed or stuck between the roots of mangroves, because if this happens, the data might be lost.
I've got good news. The DOE searched for the tags on Saturday, and both tags are found and the data are secured.
Keep a lookout when you're walking along the shore, and if you do see or find a tag, you can reach out to the DOE by emailing sharkloggers@gmail.com or calling 926-0135. And civil servants raise more than $26,000 to support Jamaica in the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. The CIG Cares Outreach Program funds will go to Jamaica's Governmental Relief Fund and the Red Cross. In addition, Jamaican civil servants in Cayman have been offered salary advances to help their families affected by the storm. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kersley Fuller.
BBC News, I'm Caroline Nichols. President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, is to meet President Putin in Moscow to discuss an amended plan to end Russia's war in Ukraine. There's little sign Mr. Putin intends to soften his demands. Russia and Ukraine are contradicting each other on whether Moscow has captured the city of Pokrovsk. A Russian-flagged tanker bringing sunflower oil from Russia to Georgia says it's been attacked off Turkey. On Monday, Turkey's president called attacks on commercial vehicles in the Black Sea unacceptable. The number of dead in the devastating floods and landslides in Sumatra in Indonesia has risen to more than 700. Hundreds more are feared buried in mud. Aid workers on foot and on motorbikes are struggling to reach those stranded. Hong Kong's leader John Lee has said there are serious problems in the territory's construction industry. He announced an independent inquiry into last week's tower block fire, which killed nearly 160 people. There's been public anger at accounts of flammable construction materials. More than 100,000 people have attended a mass held by Pope Leo on the Beirut seafront. On the final day of his visit, the Pope urged Lebanese people to make their homeland a sign of peace for the Middle East. The global economic think tank, the OECD, says the world economy has been surprisingly resilient this year, despite some setbacks, but it warned growth was vulnerable to fresh outbreaks of trade tensions. BBC News.